Robin dared not move. Yet there was no time to lose. He reached out his hand, but it fell short of touching the friar's frock by almost a foot. He lifted himself as high as he could on his hands, moved one, bearing his weight, slid both legs after slowly then moved the other hand, and slid forward again. It did make some sound, but when he listened he heard only the sputter of the fire and a hound's far-off barking. Perhaps the ale had silenced the louts. He touched the friar's shoulder. Brother Luke, used to waking at midnight for matins, sat up immediately, saw the blur of white that was Robin's face, but said nothing, only looked steadily into Robin's eyes until his own grew used to the dark. Robin whispered in his ear. "Robbers," he said. "Thieves," pointing downward. Brother Luke nodded, held his fingers to his lips and rose to his feet without a sound. He crept to the door, keeping close to the wall so as not to tread on a squeaky board. He lifted the latch slowly and opened the door inch by inch, so that John, who lay against it, rolled into the room, still snoring. Brother Luke took firm hold of John's shoulder, and at the same time touched his mouth with a finger to warn him not to speak. John was awake in the middle of a snore, but he, too, was used to be wakened suddenly, and was well acquainted with danger, so, knowing that he always snored in his sleep, he began to snore again, nodding his head the while to show that he knew what was afoot. He gave one great snore, sighed heavily, then moaned, as if he had been dreaming and had turned over. He used that time to get soundlessly to his feet. Luckily, he had brought cloaks and other gear in the saddlebags. His own cloak, which was travel-worn and patched, he presently tied by a corner to an iron-bound chest which stood under the window. He motioned for Brother Luke to go down first, showing by gestures how he would hand down the bags, Robin's crutches, and lastly Robin. Then he would follow. It was not far to the ground, for the inn was only a cottage. Would Robin be able to hold his weight by his arms? He could only try. It was a tight squeeze for the friar to go through the small window, but he got through, and by way of the cloak, down to the ground. He grunted when the saddlebags landed against his stomach, but was ready to reach up for the crutches when John leaned out to hand them down. Then came Robin. John pulled the cloak in and wrapped it partly around him so that he could get out of the window without falling, and held him under the arms until he could get hold of the cloak. Robin was able to let himself down slowly, hand over hand, to land safely beside the waiting friar.